By a 6-5 vote, the Erie County Legislature approved County Executive Mark Poloncarz's restoration of a special assistant to the Social Services Commissioner. It includes a nearly $20,000 raise that would bring the salary up to more than $94,000. Commissioner Marie Cannon says her office needs help to take on added work imposed by New York State amid the pandemic.
Now we have increased administrative work because of COVID that the state has pushed down to county level. So around housing is our regular, that's one of our regular services, but the administrative oversight to that has increased. So they've already given us some things. This is what we need you to begin to do.
But those voting against the hire say because it's not a frontline COVID job, the county executive is overstepping his authority by creating it. Legislature Minority Leader Joseph Lorigo.
What the county executive did here is illegal and not within his powers in the charter or the emergency authority given to him by this body. The job does not exist as a matter of law. And the raise of $18,000 is insane at a time when people are out of work and when this government has had to tighten its belt on virtually everything.
The candidate was never identified during Thursday morning's legislature joint caucus session and full meeting, but Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu identified him in a later press release. WBFO contacted this individual to seek confirmation, but did not get a reply. Mihailu accuses Poloncarz of providing a patronage job as incentive for this individual to run for Hamburg Town Supervisor, the same future office Mihailu is seeking in November. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.